I think it's safe to say, if you've been to this event over the last number of years, we've never had anyone like Sophie here before. Sophie, you're invited back next year. Nice job. That was great. Really, really fantastic. Shall I give him the introduction, or you just want Rufus to come right on stage and get going? Rufus, what do you think? You know what? How about a quick introduction real quick, just so he deserves it, because we're truly honored to have him here tonight. I know he was on the stage earlier, but praised by the New York Times for his genuine originality. Rufus Wainwright has established himself as one of the great male vocalists and songwriters of our generation, of his generation, of course. He's released 7 studio albums, 3 DVDs, 3 live albums, including the fantastic Grammy-nominated Rufus Does Judy at Carnegie Hall. Ladies and gentlemen, please, a big Samuel Waxman Cancer Research Foundation applause for Rufus Wainwright.
To do all that I can, but the churches have run out of candles. I try to give you all I own, but the bankers have run out of loaners. It's always just that little bit more that doesn't get you what you're looking for. I try to block the cabin door, but the churches have run out of candles. I try to lend a helping hand, but the rooms have all run out of pamphlets. I try to cook it up in them, the kitchen has run out of cannabis. It's always just that little bit more that doesn't get you what you're looking for. I try to block the cabin door, but the churches have run out of candles. Then one day in the cathedral, I finally lit you a candle, and all along the vaulted halls, the virgins did smile from their mantles. It's always just that little bit more that doesn't get you what you're looking for, but gets you where you need to go. But the churches have run. Wearing a kimono. where I have a house. And earlier today, some of you may have seen, but my daughter was here, Viva, and first I mentioned her, and then in the second half of that song, I mentioned a woman who lives in the ocean, and that is sadly my mother, the late, great Kate McGarrigle, who lost her life to sarcoma, a very, very rare cancer, and I'm so delighted to be here this evening to help in this fight, and also just to really support the Waxmans and all of their work, and especially, there's an amazing thing there. They are this evening going to donate $100,000 to a fund in my mother's name, Kate McGarrigle, for cancer research. So thank you so much. It's a great, great honor. And this next song, I wrote about my mom years ago. And I'd written about 10 songs, and I played them for her. She was a great singer-songwriter. And I played them for her, and she said, they're all terrible. So then I wrote this song in response, and then she liked this one, and after that, she liked every other song I wrote. So this was the beginning.